Simon Reish Ayin Zayin Sif Dalad. The Mechaber says the Lada put a ner for Shabbos on a tree before Shabbos and let it sit there on Shabbos lit. You know you're not allowed to be mishtamish, be ilon, mishtamish, and mechubar, use something that's attached to the ground on Shabbos and Yom Tov. Here there's no chashash that you can mishtamish. Mishtamish would mean that you're going to take the candle off. And since on Shabbos the candle is muksa, both when it's lit and even after the flame goes out, it's still going to be muksa. There's no chashash that you're going to take the candle off the tree on Shabbos, and therefore there's no problem of using the tree, of using the mechubar lekarka on Shabbos. As opposed to on Yom Tov, the Shulchan Aruch says, there you cannot put a candle that's going to be lit on Yom Tov on a tree. You cannot put it there on Yom Tov. And Mishnah Berurah adds, you cannot put it down there on Erev Yom Tov to stay there on Yom Tov, because the chashash on Yom Tov, since candles both lit and not lit are not muksa on Yom Tov, you might take it off the tree, and that's considered to be mishtamash b'ilon. You take it off, put it back on. That's a problem of using the tree, using the mechubar lekarka on Yom Tov. Sifhei. If you have a candle, that the light of the candle is bothering you, the Shulchan Aruch says you can put like an upside-down bowl over the candle, or imagine more like a pot, something like that, over the candle, and this will cause that the flame will not catch on to anything in the house, it will be protected this way, and the flame will be covered. If the light's bothering you, whatever it is, you want it to be dark, for whatever reason, it's fine. The Mishnah Berurah says to make sure to leave a little space between the candle and the kli, the pot, the bowl, whatever it is, because otherwise the flame's going to go out, and that'll be a problem with Mechaba on Shabbos. Mishnah Berurah also says that here we're talking about using a pot or a bowl of cheres of pottery, as opposed to a metal pot will be usher, because by heating up the metal pot, you chayv mishem mavir. It's also a melacha on Shabbos, heating it up. Now, obviously, this is only in the case where there's no chashash of sekanas nefashis, but if allowing the flame to sit there uncovered will cause a sekanas nefashis, so then you can do whatever you have to do, even if the flame is going to be put out, or even if it can be heating up the metal, that's not a problem. We're talking about just that there's a reason why you don't want to have the light here, or you don't want to have the flame here from the candles, so you want to cover it, so then, as long as you leave a little avir, and the flame will not go out, you can cover it with a karash or cheres, with a pot or a bowl of cheres, of pottery, there's no problem of mavir mechabe. Even though this ka'ara now of cheres, you're moving it around and picking it up as a protection for something that's muksa on Shabbos, we paskin like kli is nito, even the tzarech dovish ain't nito on Shabbos, it's a shal the gemara, but that's how we paskin simen shin yud. Simen rei shayin ches. It's one sif, the mechaber says, do you allow to blow out a candle on Shabbos for a chulish yesh pasakona, so that he could sleep? Since a chulish yesh pasakona, pikuach nefesh is doicha, call it tarakula. The Bi'ur Halacha says, the Mashmoy says that even if there's not a specific sakana that will come on this chayla from lack of sleep, still in general, sleep is good for a chayla, and therefore a chayla sheish b'sakana, if he doesn't have enough sleep, there's a chashash that something will happen to him, he won't be as strong, he won't be able to handle the sickness, and chas v'shalom, something might happen to him, might be the end of his life, and therefore you're allowed to put out a light for him, you're allowed to put out a candle for him. Even a chayla sheim b'sakana is not in danger, that usually you cannot blow out a candle for him. The doctor says that lack of sleep could cause him to get sick and come to sakana, that's also same as a chayla masukin, chayla of sakana, you can put out a candle for him. Now, the Mishnah Berurah says, Shem the Rambam, Pish Mishnayis, they were talking about a case where the chayla cannot be moved to a different room. Let's say it might be dangerous for his chayla to move him to a different room. And there's also no way to block the light from getting to him through covering the flame, like we discussed in the previous siman, or moving the candle to a different room. But if there's any other option, even if it means moving the candle to a different room, which means moving muksa, that's definitely preferred over kiva ner, rather than putting out the flame, rather than putting out the candle. Now, it's important to note that according to most places, putting out a candle is generally, kiva is generally only asur drabanan, because it's a malacha she'ein tzrich legufa, because it's a machlekes tanoim, and most rishonim hold that we paskin a malacha she'ein tzrich legufa on Shabbos yipater. That means if you're not doing it for the product which the malacha causes, when you blow out a candle, you're causing a lack of a flame. The product you get is the charred wick. So if you're doing it for the charred wick, that is the case, that's kiva deraisa. But if you're doing it, just you shouldn't have the light of the candle over here, according to most Paiskim, it's only Drabbanan. The Rambam hold that it's deraisa. Locha she'ein tzrich legufa, the Rambam holds yechayiv, and most Rishayim hold that you are potter. So the Berlocha does discuss that which the Rambam holds, that we're talking about the case over here, that you can't move the choler or do any other solution, might be partially based on the Ram Shito, that we're dealing with real deraisa. Supposed to other Paiskim hold the Locha she'ein tzrich legufa as potter, blowing out a flame is only Drabbanan, because you're creating a lack of flame, you're not creating a positive thing to have your real use for. In any case, it's a chol masukin, and you need to put out the flame for him, you could. Chol she'im b'sakana, you cannot. And the chol masukin, when he wakes up and now he wants to have light, you could relight the candle for him, because you could do anything that's going to help out the chol she'ish b'sakana. If there's a guy available who could do the malach for you, and it's not going to cost extra time or extra weight of time to wait for the guy, then it's still better to have the guy do it than have a yid do it.